Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. God is so good. His mercy endures forever. And one of the things I would like to say to all of us that are listening, God is still able in the name of Jesus. The more we trust God, the more we can believe Him and see what He is doing for us. Tonight I'd like to just bring our attention to the scriptures I've been talking about. How God is in the healing business just through Jesus Christ. But I've talked about the last time, if I bring it up today,
I'm at peace. Because when I read the word of God more now and see it, see, I'm under the grace of peace. But here's what, see, Satan, see, in verse 11, I want you to take notes. The woman had a spirit. It was from the devil of infirmity. Women today who are still, some people, let me say it this way in the name of Jesus. There are a lot of people have not yet come to an understanding to know the fullness of what God in Jesus' name has done in Jesus Christ. So if I fast forward, there was a man named Paul, name was Saul. He was of the synagogue, the same one we made mention. He'd always raised issues. But one day, this particular man met Jesus Christ on the road to Damascus. I call it a setup. He was out there leading the whole shabam of ones to go and kill a believer, and all of a sudden, the animals saw Jesus Christ in the spirit, but the man couldn't see the spirit, could not see Jesus. But he fell to the ground, and the word came up and said, Saul, Saul. God identified him. Saul, Saul. And Saul, with his authoritative attitude, he says, who are you, but Lord, who are you? In other words, I ain't never met nobody like this, but who are you? He said, who are you? And Jesus said, I am Jesus, whom you persecute. Now, why are you doing this to? Why are you doing this? And all of a sudden, he had to bow down. He gave him instructions. Now, the Apostle Paul, the Apostle Saul, was just a regular man in the army in the synagogue next to the high priest. Paul said to conduct the question with Jesus, but permission was given. He says he ought to rejoice and hope in the glory of God. But when God began to speak directly to him through Jesus Christ, something happened. Even today, to all of us who believe, something happened. There was a quaking, there was a shaking, there was a movement, there was something capturing our attention. When we come to know that there were between the Old Testament and God began to make the announcement, and suddenly came an announcement from heaven about there's going to be a son born of a virgin. And then he had to go and choose his different 12 different men and walk with him. That was under the Old Dispensation, the Old Testament covenant. And he put it there, and he sealed it. But none walked like the Apostle Paul walked. He was a man of means. But he said, I've come. He said, brother, and I would ever tell everybody, take a chance. Not take a chance. Forgive me, Father, in the name of Jesus. Go to the book of Romans, chapter 1. Through 5, 1 through, and read it, and then go to Ephesians chapter 1, go and read it, and you're going to find what the Apostle Paul went through for us Gentiles. I'm not telling you, he went through something for us Gentiles, and the more we take it and coincide with what we teach tonight, you'll see something. Jesus came that you and I might have life and have it more abundantly. According to John 10:10, you can read it, because God the Father, in the name of Jesus, word declares that healing is in God's plan of
redemption and the sickness and disease.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. God has been so good. Amen. Tonight's at night, my beloved, I just say to God the Father, God the Son, in the name of Jesus, and I know this much. Oh, my God. See, we who were dead are made alive through Jesus Christ. And you look up with me. That's all right to talk about the Old Testament. It's a footnote. But let's look into what the Bible is saying down into the book of Acts, down into Paul's letter after the book of Acts. When you read that book of Acts and you find that there was some, and then Peter was in there, all the apostles in there. But Paul was never an apostle that walked the earth with Jesus Christ. He said, I'm the last one to see when he gets back to heaven. That time span, he walked this earth, the apostle Paul. He got time to deal with us right now. And I'm getting so happy, Lord, how lucky what you've done for me. How you opened my understanding there. I've been going through some issues. And I'm telling everybody, not one of us have not. We've all had some problems. And every time we look up, if it ain't one thing, it's enough. And you know what? God has told me somewhere about the election. God didn't do that election. Mankind did that election. And all of a sudden, you're going to put the worst demons up with you?
Yeah, Pastor, I just
want to... out of that.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry, go ahead. Go ahead, sir.
No, ma'am. Go on, sister. You okay?
First, I'd like to give all my honor to God, who is the head of my life. And I do pray that if he is not the head of your life, that you make the decision to make him the head of your life. You know, I said the same words yesterday at an anniversary service on yesterday, and somebody got up. People always wonder why I add that on there. It's because I want people to give. I want to see people coming back home to Christ where they belong. I want it so bad in my heart, and Christ has put it so bad, and he has put it so deep in my heart for the want to see people come back to him that I have to pull them back. And that's why I decree and declare that the Lord is the head of my life, and I always say, if he is not the head of your life, why don't you give it to him? Just take a chance and walk down that aisle. Or if you're at home, get on your knees, or wherever you may be. I don't care if you're driving in your car. Just say, Heavenly Father, Lord, I ask that you be the head of my life. I make you the head of my life. I choose to follow you, and today I say yes to you. And today I continue to pursue God. You know, the Lord has been so good to me. And I cannot tell you the least. Tonight I'm laying in the hospital bed. I had surgery today, and I walked in this hospital, without a fear, without any doubt, without being scared. And I say that with full confidence. Because everybody kept texting me, good luck on your surgery, I'm praying for you. And I'm thinking to myself, don't worry about me, because I know whose hands that I'm in. I'm in the Master's hands, and he's got me. He's got me through this. He'll be with me when the doctors are performing the surgery, and he will keep me. Because I believe in him and I put all my trust in him. And tonight, I encourage everyone on this phone to do the same thing. And I thank God tonight for my life. I thank him for my life. I thank him for what's to come. And I hope each of you look forward. I give each and every one of you hope on tonight. Because if you don't have hope, you don't have anything.
Amen. Amen.
You know, and I encourage you to continue to seek God, continue to chase God. You know, sometimes we start reading the Bible and we quit. That's how I used to be. But before I, you know, started following Christ, before I committed to Christ, I used to read a little bit of my Bible and I just wouldn't get it. I didn't understand. And I close it and I put that Bible away and I wouldn't touch it for a certain amount of time. And I can't tell you how long that time was. But I was going through a battle. And that battle was of making him the head of my life. And all I had to do was confess, get on my knees, enter into his presence and confess, Lord, today I say yes. And I give you what's rightfully yours. And what's rightfully his is your life because he created you. And I chose to no longer live in sin. And I gave my life back to Christ. And my life belongs to Christ. And I do everything to glorify Christ. So a scripture that came to my mind today was Jeremiah 29:11. And I'm more than sure that you guys know what this scripture is. The scripture reads, "For I know the plan I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future." You guys, those words are so powerful that we don't even realize how powerful those words are. So tonight, I encourage you to be hopeful in the Lord. I encourage you to stand firm in the Lord. I encourage you that when you feel like God is not there, he's always there. And he's always working on your side. God is for you. He is not against you. He is standing there with open arms, just waiting on you. You know, I heard somebody say the other day, you know, "Oh, I'm waiting on God. And I said, "Oh, you waiting on God? God is waiting on you." And we have got to realize it's not us waiting on him. He is waiting on us to come to him. You guys, we need Jesus. Jesus died for us. We need Jesus every day. I don't know about y'all, but I know for me and my life, I need him every day. And if you make Jesus your Lord and personal Savior, you have no worries. You can sit back like me in this hospital bed and know that, hey, I have no worries. I made it out of this surgery today alive. And the nurses just came in and they said, "I can't believe the strength you have." And I had to tell them, "It's not me. What you see is not me operating on my own strength. This is a higher power." And we have got to be consistent in getting to know Jesus Christ as our Lord and personal Savior. So tonight again, I encourage you all. God bless you all, and I love you.
Amen. Facebook. Wow. Okay, go ahead. My God. See, when I say these things, because the more we reach out in the name of Jesus, the more we bring the anointing that Jesus has given to us to bring to this world. See, because the devil
Praise God. Thank God for the sister. And sister, we will continue to keep you lifted up in prayer, because the word of God said the prayers of the righteous avail as much. And I truly thank God for this radio station. I thank God for each and every one of you. I thank God for truly, God, truly good is good really don't describe God. It really don't seem to me that God is good. He go beyond that. He really do.
Yes, he does.
So many times I sit and think, I said, Lord, and in spite of me, you blesses me, not because who I am, because of who you are. And I truly thank God that God is faithful to his word. He is faithful. So I just want to say, we continue to pray for one another, keep one another lifted up. And I want to say I love each and every one of you.
Amen. Amen. And, I know that we got one more. We got one more person that's going to come online with us. And I know her name is Cynthia. But she comes on at, let's see, she comes on.
Pastor, I sent you a text. She had to go to work tonight early. They called her in to work. She had tried to call you. She couldn't get through. So I sent you a text to let you know that she had to go in early to work tonight. But she won't be on. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Go ahead and give us a closing prayer. Go ahead, brother. Give us a prayer.
Oh, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, in Jesus' name, we thank you, praise you for the time that we had to spend together tonight. We thank you for the fellowship. We thank you for the word. We thank you for the words of encouragement from the sister tonight. In Jesus' name, we lift each and everyone up this night before you. Everyone under the sound of our voice right now, we lift up to you, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you and we praise you now. We forever give you the praise and the glory. We thank you for deliverance. We thank you for salvation. We thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit. We thank you for healing right now. In Jesus' name. Father God, right now we touch and agree and we lift up this country to you. We lift up each and every elected official to you. We ask you to touch their hearts this night. Turn their hearts towards you in the name of Jesus, Father God. We lift up each and everyone that is incarcerated tonight. We lift up each and everyone that is laying on the bed of affliction tonight in the name of Jesus. Right now, we ask you to dispense your angels over each and every household this night. To each and everyone that's under the sound of our voice, dispense your angels, protect, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you and we praise you again for the word that went forth this night. In the mighty, precious name of Jesus, we thank you. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. And amen. And the Lord bless you and keep you. I'm going to go ahead and put some music on. We're just going to thank God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Lord Jesus.
Thank you. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody.
I've seen your grace, for you've done such a marvelous thing. For someone so wretched, yet my soul, you have redeemed. No one else could do it. No one could just have as much. Yet before my soul was
somebody just need to testify to them next to them. Tell us. I'm strong. I'm wise. I'm better. Much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. Now I'm strong. Now I'm wiser. So much better. I mean, it's a really about you to talk about it. Declare you made it. Tell me, but there's a reward I made. I'm never good. I wish I had some help here. I wish I had just two or three people that would just declare it.